What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Rantpocalypse Talks, HBO's amazing sci-fi, western, drama, craziness, mysterious extravaganza that is Westworld. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and we are a mother and son loving Westworld duo.
Yes.
we love Westworld, and we love talking about it.
Yes.
We barely like each other.
Barely. Yeah. I mean, sometimes if we were not, you know, if we were in the same room, we probably would have strangled each other.
Yeah, we'd be like,
yeah. Seeing as how we are, you know, in separate rooms via Skype, we can handle it on occasion, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But we definitely love getting on here and talking about Westworld because it is by far the best new show of the fall. I would have to say it's probably one of the best shows of 2016, hands down.
It's going to be so hard because next week our show starts back, and that's The Walking Dead. And season 7 is going to be hopefully amazing. It seems like it's going to be amazing. But these guys are on at the same time.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, I'm not cool with that, HBO. Mm-hmm. Like, you knew The Walking Dead was there. This is all HBO's fault.
It's
like, they are encroaching on Walking Dead's territory, mm-hmm. which is fine for some people that are just like, oh, I'm sick of The Walking Dead. It's totally understandable. But for us, we'll never be sick of it. Mm-hmm. We love that. That's our, you know, our TWD family, mm-hmm. As a lot of people say. So we're very excited for that to come back on. If you like The Walking Dead, definitely, you know, check out our Walking Dead stuff as well. We have a podcast. It is The Ranting Dead. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all those things as well. And we'll be putting up our top three moments and predictions each week on the YouTube channel. So enough about The Walking Dead. Let's talk about Westworld. We love this episode. We're going to give you our top four-ish favorite moments from this week's episode. So I think you can go ahead and kick it off for us.
Okay, so our top four moment was actually kind of an overall theme for the entire episode, and that was everything about Mr. Ford. He's a jerk. I thought he was nice. I thought I loved him. I thought I knew who he was, and apparently I don't.
No, I don't think any of us knows who he actually really is, because he was a total meanie pants in this episode. Mm-hmm. The way that he treated Teddy, the way that he treated that Delos employee was just absolutely uncalled for. I'm like, bro, why are you treating these people so bad? The host doesn't know anything except for what you tell it that, you know, to know, basically. Mm-hmm. And you're just being an out and out asshole to Teddy whenever he's explaining that basically you're not there for anything other than to get shot and killed each and every time that you're in this loop. And to watch your lady love be raped, pillaged, beaten, killed, stabbed, all kinds of horrible stuff.
When he said that, I'm thinking, oh my God, I thought he loved Dolores, that Ford loved Dolores. No, Dolores' whole purpose is to be raped by the guests. And Teddy's whole purpose is to be shot first by those guests. I'm like, oh man, you suck.
It is really weird that you're right, because it did feel like he loved Dolores. You know, the way that he talked about her, that, you know, she's been around for 30 years, or she was one of the original hosts and everything. And yeah, it did seem more like he kind of had a love affair with her, in the sense that maybe she had memories from a past relationship, or she had like some of the nuances mm-hmm. or tics from somebody in his past. But no. Whoever it was, ex-wife, whatever, ex-lover that he absolutely hated and just wanted to see punished over mm-hmm. and over and over again.
That's who she is.
Yeah, that definitely seems to be more who she is.
It's really interesting that you say tics, because, you know, last week he incorporated the reveries. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, these are just a little love story in each host.
Yeah.
But he, again, he's just not the same guy he was from last week. I don't know. Did something bad happen to him since then?
I don't know. It certainly seems like he changed so drastically mm-hmm. from one episode to the next. Now that you say something about the reveries, I wonder if he actually even did that. Because I don't know now, with this whole Arnold story and everything, and the fact that all of the code as far as the verbal cues, you
Mm-hmm.
know, that the get not the guests, but basically the employees of Delos say to the host to get them to do certain things, like to go to sleep or, you know, to give us the analysis, that kind of stuff. That was all created by this Arnold guy that we're introduced to in this episode. We don't see him physically, but you know, Ford tells us this whole backstory and everything. So now I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, did he actually write the code for these reveries, or is this just shit going haywire and he's taking the credit for it to say like, oh yeah, these memories that suddenly are showing up, I totally
It
did that. That
was
was all me.
me. I just wanted to change things up a little bit. Sorry it didn't work.
Yeah, sorry they started killing everybody, you know, and Walter's just shooting people in the saloon that basically pissed him off in a past loop or something. Yeah, I don't know. I did really like one part of Ford's story in this episode was seeing the young Anthony Hopkins. Like, they did an amazing job
Oh
with the
my
CGI in that.
God, how did they do that? That was incredible. I was like, dang, can they just follow me around? Make me one
Yeah.
of those of me all the time? That was awesome.
It is really incredible. There is a movie out there, I cannot remember the name of it. House of Cards, the Robin Wright Penn, or well, she's not Robin Wright Penn anymore. Robin Wright. She stars in it, and it's all about she's an actress that's been around, you know, in Hollywood for quite some time, but she's an aging actress, and you know how they Hollywood likes to push them out the door. Well, she can't get any work. So she basically, I haven't seen this movie. I'm giving you like a synopsis of what I know about it. She basically signs her life away to be made into an animated character that can live on forever and, you know, and ever in Hollywood. So it's really crazy to me to see like these things that they do with Anthony Hopkins, the young Anthony Hopkins in this episode, and thinking about long term, like they don't even need like Anthony
See,
Hopkins or anybody more. They, if they've got them, they can just, you can make them young, you can make them old, you can do all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's weird when you think about it in the terms of Westworld, the show, and the fact that if you look at the movie Future World, where they're actually replacing human beings with these hosts, and eventually, you know, there could be a Justin and Kelly that are doing Rantpocalypse talks that are not really us, that they're just our, you know, our versions of us.
Will they be funnier is the
I think they'd be
question.
funnier. Definitely for me. I think my Justin, I'm, you know, I hope and I pray that he's funnier than the actual human version of
That could
Justin.
not
So
even be possible.
I don't know. I think so. But yeah, I really liked whenever he went crazy on that Delos employee when he cut the host's face and he tells them that they don't have a solitary single thought that we don't tell them to have. It's just crazy. He's going off the deep end, and I love the fact that, well, I don't know if I love the fact, but I'm interested in how vicious the narratives that he is creating are going forward, because he gives Teddy this backstory that is just, I mean, it was just sad to see that one dude, he's just like blowing everybody away, and it just seems crazy to me.
So it's going to be interesting. But I definitely think I don't know, somebody turned him down. Maybe one of the hosts turned him down, and suddenly he's like, "Well, screw all y'all."
Maybe it
So.
was Pennyfeather, because Pennyfeather keeps throwing it out there and nobody's taking the bait. I'm like, do you see Pennyfeather? She is
I
gorgeous.
know.
I did have one question while we're on Ford and everything about him. Whenever we see the flashback and we see, you know, he's talking about Arnold and how Arnold didn't he didn't they weren't enough for him. He wanted consciousness. You know, he wanted these hosts to be fully sentient beings and everything. Well, we see an image of a blonde woman, and you know they're you know making them the poses and everything. Well, that's Armistice, and if you remember Armistice, she's the badass that came in with I cannot remember his name, but he was like the badass gunslinger, the guy that was robbing the saloon and everything. She's the one that had the face
Tattoo.
tattoo and everything. She was in that. She was the blonde that they were
Was that
moving.
her?
Yes, that was definitely her. So I'm wondering, how long have all of these hosts been around? I mean, are these just all of the original hosts and they just have been programming their stories for 30 something years? So imagine all of the horrible shit that has
That
been
they have
happening to
in,
them.
and they can't all be original as far as body wise, because
Yeah.
they were robotic
Yeah.
before. And now, I mean, they're made of what, 3D
Oh,
plastic,
I
I don't know, some
looks
dip,
like
their dip, some kind of dip.
yeah, the dip that they put them in. Yeah. We can just put our chips in there,
I
speed
know,
it up.
exactly. So I don't know, but yeah, it's really interesting. It's like they had a series of faces that they started with, and that was it. That's who they're using from now until forever. But that's interesting. I'll have to go back and look because I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's all one of those little small minor details that you're just like you're not really paying attention to the actual characters that are getting posed like that because you're just listening to the story that Ford is telling and everything, and then yeah, you just see that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I wonder, there's so many questions about how long these hosts have actually been there, what all memories they have, because I feel like that Armistice character, she's a badass, and I hope she has more of a story to come along in the next couple
Okay, so it's
episodes.
like the when Ford cuts that host's face and he says,
Yeah.
they don't feel anything that we don't want them to feel. And we know that that's not necessarily true anymore. So
No.
is that the host sitting there and going, "Oh yeah, cut me, motherfucker. Just cut me."
Yeah, I'm gonna get you back, bitch.
Exactly. So
Yeah, no, that's very true. More to come, I guess, on that.
yeah.
Our number three favorite moment from this week's episode is the whole adventures of Stubbs and Elsie. These two are a very interesting pair because they seem to hate one another. They're
Yeah.
always throwing each other shit back and forth, back and forth. But I really like their little adventure to find and wrangle the stray in this week's episode. That one scene where Stubbs gets the bone saw and is literally chopping, well, not even chopping, sawing the
Yes.
dude's neck off, that was brutal.
Oh, that was awful. That was so awful. When he, tells her, "You might want to look away." And I'm like,
Yeah.
"Yeah, I am. Don't worry
I'm
about
eating right
it.
now,
Yes,
and now I'm putting my pizza. This is disgusting now.
Yep. No more spaghetti during Westworld. What about the whole thing when they find that stray and they
Yeah.
turn it off and it
And
doesn't shut off?
I have a feeling that means that the hosts are gonna begin to start doing whatever it is that they want to do because they certainly are not listening at that point. Yeah, they're not responding to commands. I don't know why they didn't say like analysis or something like that. Or like, one of their commands really quickly, like, hey, stop, bitch, stop. Yeah, I don't know if that's one of the commands. Like, don't hit me with that rock.
It's like me in video games when I just start shooting everywhere,
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm hitting
exactly.
every button. That would be me. Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
no, that's me as well, especially in that moment whenever, the stray has got that huge
Yes.
boulder and it looks like he's about to just end Elsie right there.
Yeah.
I was genuinely terrified for Elsie's
Yeah.
character because I really like her. I like Shannon Woodward on the show and everything. But it was just creepy as hell as it just beats itself to death.
Okay, so do you think it beat itself to death because it was some glitch in the in its system, or because it literally wanted to commit suicide?
I don't know. It is weird because they didn't ever get to the root cause of why this stray was just out on a walkabout, basically. I don't know. I have no clue if I feel like it was more of a glitch, but it also almost felt like, hey, I could kill you right now, but
I'm not.
I'm showing you that I have restraint. You guys are complete assholes to us hosts. You do all these terrible things to us. I don't know. Maybe it will make Elsie's character pause for a second and be like, man, I could have gotten killed by this host. I doubt that it will. I don't know. She
No.
seems to be one of the nicer ones. I mean, she's the one that, was making out with Penny Feather. She's the
That's
only
so.
one that's been making out with Penny Feather.
Why would that be the case though? No, now your chick that you love so much made out with her in the beginning of the
Oh,
episode. How
man.
could you forget that?
I don't know. I don't
I
know
mean,
how
I
I could
because
forget that.
I was like, "Oh my God. Justin just had to pause this for a second."
Exactly. I loved her so much. She's about to come up here in just a second. But before we move on to our number two moment, I have to ask, there's been this whole mystery around where Westworld is actually located. Because We don't know where it is. It seems like it takes a while to get there. It seems like it's a very remote place. You know, I thought for the longest time that it was actually on Earth, but I don't know at this point because whenever Stubbs and Elsie, I know, I don't know if it's actually on Earth. Whenever they're, you know, having their adventures and everything, and they start talking about the stray and like why the hell would it have walked off and ran off and everything. But yeah, Stubbs, he tells Elsie maybe the stray has gone moon mad. And that was just something I keyed in on. I'm like, moon mad. Like, are they on the moon? Because then we had a scene whenever Bernard calls his ex-wife, which I know you had to love, Gina Torres,
I
because how awesome
did.
is that?
I was like, it's Zoe from Firefly.
Yeah. They do phenomenal casting on this show. I mean, that's just like one little scene of on a sat phone or whatever, and it's Gina Torres. Like, it could have been any
I know.
person out there, but you get freaking Gina Torres for that role. But anyways, whenever they're having that conversation, he says something along the lines, "I'm sorry, you know how difficult it is to get any kind of communications out of here." Which,
So
if
you
they were
think it's
on
on the moon?
Earth, I.
I love how you are just bound and determined that this is either in the past, in the future, or now on another planet. I
It's
love
on
that
another
about you.
planet.
I
It's on
love
another
that.
planet. I'm calling it now. It's on
All right.
another planet.
Okay.
So,
That's good. I
yeah.
like it. I like it. All
Appreciate
right.
it.
Our number two moment, 1001, Teddy dies again.
Poor Teddy.
Poor Teddy. And again, that goes back to Ford being such a jerk, when he gives him that, cowards die many times, but valiant never taste death more than once or something like that, but once. And
Man,
then,
you killed that Shakespeare line.
well, cowards die many times, but the valiant never taste death but once.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I thought was pretty
That
good.
was pretty fantastic. I really that was good. That was
Thank
good.
you. Thank you very much. And then, he says, well, you've, died 1,000 times. Poor Teddy. And so he changes Teddy's narrative, gives him a backstory, because he didn't have a backstory. We know he'd been,
He just
telling
had
Joel,
a reckoning.
I
That's
just
all
had a
he had.
reckoning. That's all, I got some stuff I gotta do, girl, but I don't know
Yeah.
what it is. So he finally lets him know what it is. And then he goes out and he gets killed all over again. Out, he's in the posse after Wyatt,
Wyatt, yep.
which is his, nemesis now, I guess. And one, I have so many questions about this.
Yeah.
Okay, when they come up on the people hosts, I mean, we're assuming it's hosts
Yeah.
because people aren't supposed to go to Westworld and die, but they're tied up on the tree.
Yep.
And bloody and gross and disgusting, mostly dead, except we find out one of them is, drawing one last breath. But there's flies all over them. We have never seen flies swarming and getting on the host when they die before.
That's very true. Well, we've seen them on the host because that was like the big thing in the premiere episode was just that they were like one fly on them and
Yes,
everything.
but that was while they were still alive.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, I've got a lot of questions about that too. I mean, I think to me that's probably, along with the whole Arnold thing, of course. I mean, that's a huge question, but everything to do with Teddy in this episode to me is, I mean, gigantic things going off everywhere of like, what the hell's happening here? Because whenever they are following, trying to figure out where Wyatt is, and Teddy gets killed by those dudes that are all dressed
Whatever
in
the
black.
crap they were, weird
Yeah,
zombie looking things.
I don't know what was going on there, but the fact that when Teddy shot them, nothing happened. So I would assume that they have to be guessed because
But
if
nothing
Teddy shoots an
happened.
if Teddy shoots a host, they get blown away, and but these people just kept coming. It didn't matter if he shot them quite a few times. I mean, he emptied the chamber into those dudes. Yeah, exactly. So that to me raises huge questions of, what are these guests doing out there? Because unless there's something with the bullets that I don't know about, because there was something else that came up with the bullets in this episode, and that was whenever
Billy.
Billy, he got shot.
Yeah, and
Like,
it hurt.
Yeah, which makes no sense because the man in black has literally gotten shot like a thousand times and he just is like
See, and that was one of my
nothing.
questions for you, because it was such a surprise when it happens. He gets shot, and it's like he's gonna die. And I'm
Yeah.
thinking, holy shit, he's a host too, and we thought he was a human.
Yeah.
And so, but it turns out that no, his brother-in-law just says, oh yeah, it stings a little bit. I thought you said we can, we couldn't get hurt here. No, I was wrong, or I didn't
Yeah.
tell you
It
everything.
doesn't make it as much fun if you don't
Right,
have a little bit
right,
of the after effects,
right.
but it makes zero sense to me because, and that's again where I was off. Billy is definitely not in the, he's not in the past or anything. He's definitely in the present with what's going on with Dolores currently and everything. I was definitely wrong in our last video, but at this point, I have no clue why they keep giving us these little tiny differences with the Billy storyline as opposed to everything else that we've seen in Westworld. It begs a lot of questions that I have
Yeah.
zero answers for at this
Yeah.
point.
This hasn't happened to anybody else.
No.
Why just him?
Yeah,
He's
he's the only one.
special.
There is definitely something with Billy slash William that we don't know about
Yeah.
yet. Now, the other thing with this whole Teddy finding this group of people, I am a huge fan of Lost,
Yeah.
and Lost had the smoke monster, and the smoke monster made damn near the exact same noise that we were getting from whatever the hell is out there
It's
in the wilderness that makes that crazy noise a couple of times in this episode, and the
the
fact that these
same
people
sound
are
effects library.
it. Well, I mean, it's J.J. Abrams, so maybe he's like, I'm bringing the smoke monster in
Yeah, I'm
to
gonna
Westworld.
tie it all in together,
Yeah, and that's my whole reasoning behind why I feel like, okay, are we on another planet? Is this all implanted within our memories? Are we actually just strapped to a chair like Matrix style or something like
Yeah.
that?
And you go to Westworld
Yeah.
through just your brain.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know because whenever you include Lost stuff in there, you never know what you're gonna get. But the whole smoke monster slash whatever the hell that was, because it also sounded to me like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park whenever it's it does the
Yeah,
roar like roar thing.
right.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things
It's
going on
Jurassic
there.
Park.
Yeah,
That's where we
exactly.
are.
Yeah, we're in Jurassic Park all over again. So I don't know. That's a lot of questions there. I don't have any answers to. If you have answers to that, please leave them in the comment box down below because I'd love to know what you guys' thoughts are on who these people are that Teddy finds, what's going on with them, why can they not be shot,
Yeah.
and also, yeah, what's up with the bullet that hits Billy and everything. So our absolute favorite and probably biggest moment from this episode is the fact that Dolores breaks her loop. She kills poor Rebus, my favorite Stephen Ogg. You best be back on the show again because my mom wants to see you naked somewhere.
He was not my favorite character until he sat in the reprogramming chair, naked. And I was like, okay, I kind of
Yeah.
like you. I'm glad you're also on The Walking Dead. This is happy for me. So he's still on The Walking Dead. He's Simon, right, on The Walking
Yeah,
Dead.
he's
Okay,
Simon.
I'm just making sure because you made a funny look at me, and I'm like, oh God, I screwed that up. So yeah, what is going on? Because I guess she was programmed to never be able to squeeze the trigger. Because Teddy tries to teach her how to shoot a gun, and she's like, I can't.
Yeah.
And he takes it as, oh, little lady, shucks,
Some guns just ain't meant for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I would have squeezed the trigger on him when he
Yeah.
said that to me.
That would have been quite the twist if she's the one that's actually blowing Teddy away,
Oh,
as
that would have
opposed
been
to
so
everybody
sad.
else that gets to shoot him. Because, yeah, I mean, he's just like a revolving door of getting
Ugh.
shot by everybody. Yeah, it is a crazy moment because, she is definitely not programmed to be able to shoot a gun, I don't think. She's definitely not programmed to be able to kill another host because, as we talked about earlier, her whole narrative is to basically be just there,
Brutalized.
yeah, to be taken advantage of and everything. So, I don't know. I really like that moment. I did like the fact that it was a host that she killed first as opposed to like seeing that she's going to take out some guest or something automatically. I like the whole idea
Yeah.
of hosts killing other hosts that are not programmed to do that.
Right.
And especially now that she can remember things, how is that going to make her feel in next week's episode? So.
Yeah, when she goes out and after she's killed your buddy, and
Poor baby.
she goes out of the barn, and we see her get shot, and
Yeah.
it turns out that's a memory also.
I know, it's
I
crazy.
know. So there's, we feel like this is the first time that this has ever happened, but if it's a memory as well, then it's had to have happened before, or at least the getting shot part has. So.
I don't know, because Jonathan Nolan, his brother Christopher Nolan, created the movie Inception and everything. And Jonathan Nolan wasn't exactly on that film per se, I don't think. I don't think he had any writing credits, but of course, I mean, they're brothers. I'm sure that he probably took a pass at the script and everything and maybe took some notes on it, because I definitely feel like we're being inceptioned
Yes.
with the way
Yeah.
that everything is going on in the show and like seeing some things happen, but then. Maybe these are all memories,
Right.
and who knows, like, where the timeline actually is every week.
And like when Rebus is coming towards her and he turns into the man in black
Yeah.
and then he turns back into Rebus after she shoots him, and I'm like, my brain
Like,
is too small.
just ripping your hair out.
Yeah.
All right, before we get to our ratings out of bacons, because if you're new here, that's what we rate the show on. Last question. Is the man in black actually helping the hosts when it seems like he is terrorizing them? So is he trying to get to like the root programming to give them the freedom?
Do you want me to
Is
answer that, or is that an answer for our question for our viewers? Because I know what my answer
okay, what's your
is.
answer?
My
And then the
answer
viewers.
is his, yes, he's trying to help them.
Yeah, I feel like that maybe he's not the villain that we all think that he is. So, what do you guys think? Let us know again in the comment box down below. All right, so what do you rate this episode out of bacons?
Okay, so I've had a very solid week after week,
Yes.
two whole weeks in a row, five bacon score. This one, it was a little slower. We had to have an episode that was a little slower, I mean,
Yeah.
it's got to happen. You can't have action packed every single time. So for me, it did slow down things a little bit in
For
my
sure.
score.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I give it a 4.5, which is still
Oh.
super awesome.
No, that is a fantastic. I saw IGN gave the episode an 8.2 out of 10, and I'm just like, what show are you fools watching?
Yeah.
Because even a bad episode so far of
Right.
Westworld, which there hasn't been a bad episode, I can still not see it getting below like a 9 out of 10 or something like that.
Well, and we
It's
got so
just.
many crazy things towards the end anyway.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. No, I mean, and more questions and a little bit of stuff answered, which was
Right.
cool. I'm with you. 4.5 bacons out of 5, because I took a half bacon off, because this is something I'm actually worried about now, is that the show is just going to turn into a humans versus robots storyline, and that's not something that I really want. I want
Right.
something a little bit more layered, a little bit more depth than just a Terminator situation or a 1973 Westworld movie all over again.
I'm hoping that that won't be the case. That's been my fear all along, but the whole Billy Dolores thing, because he falls into her, or she falls into his arms at the
Yeah.
end, and I'm hoping that there's going to be some kind of meeting up of them and make it where they go on together, because he seems like a really nice guy. They could change that for me next week, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. The Ford
but
effect might
yeah,
happen.
I like it. The Ford effect, we should always use that. I'm hoping though that he's going to also be a helper as far as the hosts are concerned, and so that she's not constantly getting raped and
Yeah, and
ruined.
terrible things happening. Yeah, it is kind of going to be interesting to see how long that will last for us as the viewers. Like, how many times, it's like the whole Groundhog Day movie. Eventually, there has to come a point where he breaks that loop and he gets through in Groundhog Day.
Right.
Eventually, we're going to have to see something, I think, not be the exact same with Dolores every single week, because we saw her loop play out again this week, which is fine. Like, right now, it's okay. Like, because
Although,
every time.
did it get old?
No, oh no, it didn't
Okay.
get old for me.
Okay.
No, it didn't get old because there was just enough little minor differences in the loop, with her questioning Teddy, saying like the fact that someday sounds a whole lot like you're never gonna do this. I'm paraphrasing what it was she exactly said. So whenever that part of the loop changed, I thought that was a very interesting thing because she's kind of letting the cat out of the bag that she is a little bit different than she it has been in the past. So it wasn't a huge deal. It wasn't like Teddy, I'm a real person. Let's get the fuck out of here because these people are assholes. Yeah, it wasn't quite that extreme, but it was just a little bit of a change that I really enjoyed. But yeah, so overall, yeah, love Stubbs, loved Elsie, loved seeing Gina Torres. So yeah, 4.5 out of 5. I thought it was another great episode. I cannot wait to see what happens in episode 4, which I believe is entitled Dissonance or something like that. So
You're close enough.
yeah,
Because
something like
I don't know
that.
what the answer is, so you're close
Big words, I don't
enough.
know.
Starts with a D.
Yeah, starts with a D. All right. Well, we appreciate you all watching our video. Hope you have a fantastic day. Definitely leave all of your thoughts in the box down below. We'd love to hear your theories and thoughts on what's going on within Westworld. So, hope you have a fantastic day.
Tell you something.